96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee,
presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
It has all come down to this. In Area 4, 7A high school boys basketball in the state of Alabama, we have reached the championship game, and we are live on the campus of Central Phoenix City High School in Central Phoenix City, Alabama. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as we're getting you ready for tip-off between your Auburn High School Tigers and the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. We've told you that it's taken all postseason to get here. Just a couple of games we've played, but my goodness, it's been a wild ride. We beat Opelika on this floor on Thursday night, did your Auburn High Tigers. Beat them by 5. That was the third time we've played them. That's the third time we have beat them. This, on the other hand, this matchup right here, a little bit of a different story, right? Where Auburn and Central have met twice so far this season, and the Red Devils have got the best of us in both of those matchups. And while the scores seemed like they were close, it seemed like Central kind of had their way in both of those games. The first one was here on Central Phoenix City's home floor. The last one is where Central claimed that number one seed. They did it at our house inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. But those two games don't matter. It's all about this one right here as it comes down to an area championship. We'll tell you more about it. Keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip. All that going to be right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between your Auburn High School Tigers and the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City, and we stand inside the gym at the Freshman Academy here on the campus of Central Phoenix City. Before we tell you about this matchup, though, need to look backwards just a little bit at what the first two games looked like between Central and Auburn. Back on January 3rd, these two teams opened up area play on this floor, where Central won 75-63. Thanks to a 30-point performance. Yes, 30 points from number zero, Jacoby Hill. You're going to hear his name a lot tonight for the Red Devils. He makes them go. He had 30 in that first matchup to help Central win by 12. In the rematch back on January 17th, which was back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, Red Devils got the best of us again, 67-59. You slowed Jacoby Hill down a little bit. He still had 18 in the ballgame. Bryce Dawson had 15 in that game as well. That goes against Antoine Daniels, who had 29 the last time out against this Red Devil squad. Got to get him going today and see if he can be the force on offense for this Auburn High School team. But again, those games don't matter. Those results are worthless now as we're playing for an Area 4 championship right here on the campus of Central Phoenix City. What also is at stake here? Well, it's seeding for next week in the regional tournament. Because what's exciting about this is, while it is important and while the postseason means everything, both teams move on automatically with their wins in the semifinals. Auburn beating Opelika, Central taking care of Smith Station later on Thursday evening. So both teams have already qualified for the regional tournament, which will happen on the campus of Alabama State University next Friday on February 14th. The winner of this game will get the lower seed, or the higher seed. They'll face the lower seed next week. The loser of this game will get the lower seed, and they'll face the higher seed. And those teams are Dothan and Enterprise, who are playing as we speak. So that result and this result, they'll pair up together, and that's what the regional tournament will look like next week. But we'll worry about that when we get there. It's time for an area championship game between the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City and the Tigers of Auburn High School. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip for Auburn and Central here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Mm-hmm. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. A beautiful rendition of the national anthem here on the campus of Central High School. And we're getting you ready with the starting lineup, starting with your Auburn High School Tigers. He wears number one. He is the go-to man on offense. It's the junior who stands at 6'6" tall. It is Antoine Daniels. In that starting lineup, the man who has really come on as of late, who has to play well for this team to make a run, starting for the Tigers tonight, is number 12, Tabari Allen. Also starting for the Tigers, wearing number 14. When he's aggressive, he is insane. It is the 6'4" senior wearing number 14, Tyler Dixon. Also starting at the point guard spot tonight is the junior wearing number 0, Trendon Maynor. And getting the start tonight at shooting guard, wearing number 4, is the senior multi-sport athlete. It is Cash Reef. Again, the starters for your Auburn High Tigers. 0, Trendon Maynor. 1, Antoine Daniels. 4, Cash Reef. 12, Tabari Allen. And 14, Tyler Dixon. And for the Central Red Devils, who are 26-4 on the year, they were 6-0 in area play in the regular season, beating Smith Station to get here. Wearing number 0, he is the man you're going to hear the most tonight for the Red Devils. Wearing number 0, it is Jacoby Hill. Also wearing number 1 tonight for the Red Devils, he is Bryce Dawson. Had 15 in the last matchup against the Tigers. Wearing number 3, he'll do a lot of the ball handling tonight for this squad for the Red Devils. He's wearing number 3 is Des Williams. It is now number 4 also in the starting lineup, Jonah Jones. And wearing number 5 is Jaden Ford. So it's 0, Jacoby Hill. 1, Bryce Dawson. 3, Des Williams. 4, Jonah Jones. And number 5, Jaden Ford. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're just about ready for tip between Auburn and Central. Let's get this thing started on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Your Auburn High Tigers are in the road blues tonight. That royal blue sticks out like crazy in this gym full of red. It's got A High written across the chest in black. Also, black numbers on front and back. We'll be moving from left to right. The Red Devils are the one seed in this area tournament. They'll be wearing their home whites with Central written in red across the chest. Red numbers on front and back. It'll be Antoine Daniels to tip it up for the Tigers. It'll be Jonah Jones to tip it away for Central Phoenix City. Again, Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. The Red Devils are moving from right to left. The tip is up, won by the Tigers, and we're underway in the Area 4 championship game here on the campus of Central Phoenix City. It's Trendon Maynor, who will start at point guard tonight for the Tigers. Moving left to right, he's on the right-hand wing, guarded heavily by Des Williams. He continues up, now picks up his dribble on the free throw line, extended, lost it out of bounds off of the Red Devil, stays with the Tigers. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Maynor will call out the offense. First real set we've seen now for the Tigers. Picks up his dribble on the left-hand side of the floor. Leads to an open 3-4 Cash Reef, who gets the Tigers started on the road. A straightaway Barry triple for number 4 in blue. Tigers lead 3-0. We're 40 seconds in. It's Jacoby Hill. Had 30 the first time, 18 the second time against this Auburn High team. What do they do defensively? It's Tyler Dixon on him right now. They'll switch for Antoine Daniels. He'll dribble baseline left side. Picks up his dribble. Traveled on the inside. Yes, he did. He traveled on the baseline next to the E of Central written on the baseline on that end of the floor, and it's a turnover, and the Tigers take over. Something you're going to have to do if you are Auburn High School. Limit possessions for Central and force them to take tough shots or turn it over like they did right there. Auburn leads 3-0. Each team has had just the lone possession. We're a minute in to the opening quarter. Maynor on the right-hand side of the floor. High screen from Daniels. He'll turn the left-hand corner. Gets cut off. Now it's to Cash Reef straight away. Spotty just hit the three a moment ago. It's Maynor on the right-hand side. Feeds it to Tabari Allen. First time he's touched the ball in this game. Dixon at the top of the semicircle. Between the legs dribble. Kicks to Maynor wants a corner three, too strong off the top of the backboard, off the rim that was, and that is out of bounds to Central. 6:41 in this first quarter. Auburn leads 3-0 here in the area championship game. There's no surprise here with it being Auburn and Central once again. Both teams will move on to the regional tournament next week in Montgomery and expect these two teams to see each other again. We hope that's the case as Bryce Dawson gets 3 points back for the Red Devils, and we're knotted at that with 6:20 in this first quarter. Dawson, who wears one in white for Central, had 15 the last time out against this Auburn High team, had 10 in the first matchup back on January 3rd. Now it is Tyler Dixon on the right-hand side of the floor. Antoine Daniels bounce pass on the backcourt. On the backdoor cut was stolen, and here come the Red Devils. A reverse layup in transition left short by Dawson, and Reef is able to rip it off the glass. Tried to push it ahead. Did Cash Reef, knocked out by Jacoby Hill to stop a push for the Tigers. Good defensive stand by Antoine Daniels. 6'6", 200 pounds is the junior for the Auburn High Tigers. Lives up to his name very, very well. And someone who has to be just spot on perfect. And there he is. If Auburn wants to win this game, he's got to have a good one. And a backdoor feed from Trendon Maynard to Antoine Daniels for the easy two. Tigers lead 5-3. 5.5 to play in the first quarter. On the right-hand side of the floor, it is Central. Used an extra step to get to the lane. Missed the layup for Des Williams. Here comes Auburn. Bounce pass to the corner for Dixon. Dribble baseline. Gets to the bucket. Throws it up. Left it short. Gets his own rebound and finishes it the second time. Tyler Dixon aggressive with the basketball. Gets rewarded 2 points. Tigers are up by 4. Here comes Jacoby Hill, now looking for his first bucket, and rolls it in just over the lip of the rim between two Tiger defenders. And we've played 3 minutes in this first quarter, and Auburn leads Central 7-5. Daniel slowly across the red and black sea of Central here on the Freshman Academy building. And just a beautiful gym here in Phoenix City, the big red sea. It's red inside of it with a thin black trim around it. Got the Red Devil logo on the far wall. Right now, we've got Tabari Allen banging inside. Up off the rim, no good, but he earned a trip to the free throw line. Believe they're going to get Des Williams, who wears three in white for Central. Had a mismatch, did Auburn. He'd love to see the post-up opportunity for Tabari Allen, who's going to have a chance to get his first points in this ball game. Again, the big Central C at the center court, the Red Devil logo on the back wall, the retro hanging scoreboard. A really nice Freshman Academy gym as Tabari Allen cashes in on the first. Starter still on the floor for Auburn. With Allen at the free throw line, Daniels the lone rebounder. Three Tigers are back with Dixon, Reef, and Maynard, who gets instructions from his head coach, Chris Brandt, who's just been a legend and so successful here with this Auburn High program. Split the free throws to Tabari Allen. It's Jacoby Hill on the left-hand side. Crossover on Daniels. Spin move in the lane and was fouled. As Daniels was looking for a travel call, instead it was a foul as Jacoby Hill was trying to kick it out. That's the matchup we've seen in these first two matchups, was Antoine Daniels and Jacoby Hill. More of Daniels guarding Hill rather than Hill guarding Daniels, but on this end of the floor, Central moving right to left. You got to find a way to slow down Zero. You're not going to stop him completely. Just got to limit his impact in this game. And an offensive foul away from the basketball. An offensive foul on the Red Devils. They got a shot up, and they're going to call it Des Williams, who has actually on the entry with the basketball. So it's going to be on the ball carrier, and it is a push off on the Red Devils, and we're going the other way. Tigers lead 8-5 with 4:15 counting down in the first quarter. A lazy pass at the top, nearly stolen by the Red Devils. A scramble for the basketball and a one-on-none. It's Jacoby Hill, who will go up with the two-hand slam. Just a broken play all the way around, but was started by a lazy pass from Trendon Maynard on the right-hand side, just trying to just very nonchalantly toss it over to Daniels. And you can't do that against this Central team. They will make you pay right there. The Devils are back within one. Antoine on the far side of the floor. He stands in front of the scorer's table here at the Freshman Academy building. Hand off to Dixon. Jump stop. Kick out to Tabari Allen. He'll pick it up at the free throw line. Now he gets to the semicircle. Crossover. Backdoor cut from Maynard. Kicks it out. Nobody home. Threw it all the way to the backcourt, and Cash Reeves going to let it roll out of bounds. It was a backcourt violation if he picked it up. That's back-to-back turnovers for the Tigers on point guard Trendon Maynard. Got to settle down a little bit. He caught that ball on the backdoor cut with one hand and tried to just all in one motion kick it out to the three-point line. Just nobody there for the Tigers. As the first couple of subs will come in, as Reef and Maynard sit down, they'll be subbed in by two guards of Carl Lindsey and Joseph Hightower. It was Carl Lindsay who hit four big threes in the first half the other night here against Opelika that helped the Tigers escape with a five-point win as the Tigers give up a two-point bucket to Jacoby Hill, a turnaround floater from about 8 feet off the inbound, and Central has their first lead. They're up 9-8 with 3:10 to play in the first quarter. Hightower, crossover dribble at the top. He'll back it up inside the Central C. Crossover at the top, kick to Lindsay, wasn't ready for it. Now to Tabari Allen in the far corner in front of the Central Red Devil bench. Auburn moves it around, now in the near corner for Hightower. Hands it off to Allen, fakes the handoff there. Thought about the three, dribble baseline, gets underneath the basket, works his way, throws up a tough shot, falling down, and the rebound pulled in by Jonah Jones. Jacoby Hill looks to push with the left hand, throws it up, and now a shot from the free throw line is good. Jacoby Hill's got 8 quick points. He's matched Auburn's team total already. And the Devils have their largest lead. It's 3. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Allen on the backdoor cut, got two defenders in the air, and one of them fouled him on the way up. He'll head right back to the free throw line. Just good, patient offense from Auburn and Antoine Daniels, who had it at the top. He pump fake. That is old school teaching basketball. They were teaching me that back in the day. Fake them high and go low. That's exactly what Antoine Daniels did, and it leads to 2 free throws for Tabari Allen, who split the last time he was there. And he leaves the first one short this time. Tonight's game broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week. And for brunch on Sunday mornings, check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Took 3 or 4 bounces, but Allen's able to will that one in. So again, he goes 1 for 2 at the line. He will sub out. As Magnus Davis will sub in. Got my numbers wrong on that one. Magnus Davis subs in, hit a big shot against Opelika to end the third quarter on the opposite side of the floor on a turnaround three, one of the craziest shots you're going to see in high school basketball. He subs in as Tabari Allen sits down for the first time. Red Devils working the offense on the right-hand side of the floor, left the three-pointer short. Rebound fought for all the way out towards half court. It was Tyjor Cooper and Joseph Hightower who both dove on the ground. It gets poked out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of three and blue, Joseph Hightower. It'll be Central basketball. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Central leads Auburn 11-9 here in the Area 4 championship game. Jacoby Hill has got it in his hands now on the left-hand side volleyball line. Gets a high screen picked up by Hampton Jordan, the sophomore who's in the game for the first time. Whipped it to the near corner. That's a three, way short. Just kissed the front of the rim. It is an offensive board by Des Williams, and he gets the right-hand finger roll to go. And the Devils are up by 4, 13-9 with 1:30 in the first frame. Antoine stands inside the half-court circle, dumps it off to Hampton Jordan. It's Joseph Hightower at the top, backdoor cut. That should be a kickball. We play on back into the court. Here comes Hightower, gets to the semicircle, kick to Davis. That's Lindsay, 4-3, no, off the top of the rim and ripped down by Bryce Dawson. Here come the Red Devils. Jaden's forward, looking to run, pulls up from the free throw line, too strong. Rebound fought for, and Lindsay able to clear. Lindsay with the right hand dribble across the timeline, hands it to Hightower, straight away three. No, off the left side of the rim, fought for out of bounds. It will go out of bounds off of Auburn High. Tigers getting some good looks early from downtown. This Lindsay three was tough. He was back behind the backboard. You've got about 2 feet of space from looking straight down the backboard to where the baseline is. It's where Lindsay shot that first three. But in terms of the Joseph Hightower straightaway shot, you're not going to get a better one against this Central defense, who's just lengthy. Not the beefiest of teams. They've just got all sorts of length and agility, man, and they use it to their advantage on both ends of the floor. Jacoby Hill takes his time. He's got it at the point. Now he'll hand it off to Jaden's Ford. 35 seconds for the Devils to orchestrate the offense and work with it in this first quarter counting down. They lead Auburn 13-9 in the Area 4 championship game. Right side of the floor, and it is into the hands of Des Williams. We told you he'll handle the ball a lot tonight, and he's got it on the right side volleyball line. Crossover dribble on Hightower, gets to the lane. Euro step around one Tiger, around another Tiger, and gets it to go with the puck. He's got a chance for an and-one opportunity. That's a tough take for Des Williams, who went around a couple of blue jerseys and got the friendly roll here at home. And after a quick start for Auburn, they quickly find themselves down by six, and it could be seven with 14 seconds on the clock. And it is not. He missed it and pulled down by Jordan. Finds it to the hands of Daniels. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Under 10 in the first quarter. Daniels has been quiet. Gets to the lane. He'll use a Euro step. Get to the lane. Give him an and one opportunity to respond. Antoine Daniels. He's got four and can make it five with 4.6 in the first quarter. How about the response from one in blue? That's the bucket we needed as we're heading to the second quarter in just a few seconds here after an and one opportunity free throw from Antoine Daniels. You will hear him do that all night long, and he cannot cash in on that free throw. Here comes Jacoby Hill across half court with two. Doesn't see the clock, does not get it off in time as he barreled through Antoine Daniels, who appears to be okay. An electrifying first quarter has the Red Devils of Central leading your Auburn High Tigers 15-11. We head to the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter here in the area for 7A boys championship game. Auburn High trailing Central 15-11 on the road, where both teams will be moving on to the regional tournament next week, but we've closed that off until a little bit later. It's about winning the hardware here today. Red Devils moving right to left on your radio dial. They try to start the second quarter with a three. They cannot, and the rebound was tipped out of bounds off the Red Devils. It'll be Auburn High School basketball. In first half action of tonight's game, is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. It's Hightower on the right wing. Goes down low to Jabari Allen. Post up opportunity. Gets it to the baseline. Now whips it out to the top. It's Hightower back on the right free throw line extended. Crossover dribble. He's guarded heavily by Jadens Ford. Now it's Lindsey pump fake three from about 28 feet. A lazy pass stolen. It is Solomon Williams who gets to the lane one on one and he gets it to go. The first bucket of the second quarter belongs to the Red Devils. They're up by six. Lindsey trying to feed it inside to Allen here on the near side of the floor. Step back in the corner. That's a tough three. Can't get it. Too strong. Hampton Jordan tries to get it on the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. 6'7" sophomore couldn't keep his paws on it. And it is to the Central Red Devils. 7:06 in this second quarter. As some new Tigers are back in. Four. We'll take a seat. Jordan, Davis, Lindsey, and Hightower sit as Maynard, Daniels, Reef, and Dixon are back in to join the other starter in Tabari Allen. Crossover dribble just a step inside the free throw line. That shot in and out for Jadens Ford. Just over a minute into this second quarter, Auburn trails Central 17-11 in the area championship game. It is Reef who has inside the half-court circle, gets to the top of the semicircle, kicks it to Trendon Maynard. A couple of early turnovers. Would love to see Trendon get going in this ballgame. He had six the last time against Central and just the one in the first matchup. He has got to get going for this Auburn High team here in the postseason. 6.5, Auburn taking their time, trying to get something set up. Again, Allen just dribbling it. Nobody near him at the top volleyball line, all the way near the scorer's table. I mean, There are 10 players on the floor and 10 players staying flat-footed. Here we go now. Now we're running a little bit offense. They get the head coach call or the play call from head coach Chris Brandt. Maynard has it on the left-hand side now. And with the free throw line extended, tries to go down low, not there. They post up to Barry Allen at the elbow. He's got it in the semicircle, works his way to the lane, throws up a tough shot, may have been fouled. No call, ball's out of bounds. It'll be off of the Red Devils. Tigers trying to figure out exactly what they want to do against this Central team. I told you how lengthy they are. It's just tough to get anything inside the painted area. And Auburn trying to do that now. A near turnover on the inbound. Instead, it's a Daniel straightaway three. Bang! It's shots like that we're going to have here on the road. The Tigers are back within three. Jacoby Hill, left side of the floor, looks for a three of his own, way off, and refights for the board. He's on the ground and kicks it out to Tyler Dixon, and he'll get it into the hands of Antoine Daniels. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Auburn trails 17-14 to the Central Red Devils. It is Maynard, has it at the top inside of the Central Red Devil C. Kicks it to Tabari Allen, left free throw line extended. He's guarded by Jacoby Hill. Antoine Daniels is in the far corner. Let's see if we can find him. Tyler Dixon has it now. Hands off to Trendon Maynard. Looks to be aggressive. Right hand now left. Crossover dribble at the top. Gets to the lane. Bounce pass. No, he faked it. Turnaround. Floater is caught from Trendon Maynard. The step back floater from the elbow is good from Zero and Blue. How about that from Trendon Maynard? As we are had a little confusion trying to figure out exactly what happened. I think Antoine Daniels may have gotten banged up a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what happened. He did. He's running to the trainer. I didn't see what happened. Auburn was trying to get him off the floor, and he's going to jog to the trainer down at the end. We're going to see exactly. I don't know what happened. He's walking and kind of jogging, just trying to favorably doing it. So we'll see what happens. Otherwise, now it's Central in the half court. They get it to Williams, to Williams on the baseline. Reverse layup won't fall. And now Cash Reeve trying to avoid a 10-second call. He does. Right-hand dribble now left. Bounce past Trey Ross. Underneath the basket, picked it up. Reverse layup blocked by Bryce Dawson. Here come the Red Devils now. Dawson, left wing, three. Air ball nearly off the front side of the rim. Tipped it up to Williams. He'll get to the lane. Dumped down for Dawson and fouled before the shot. He was fouled before the shot. Are they going to call it in the act of shooting? I don't think it was. I think he pump faked and got the shot but didn't follow through on the shot, right? You know, you see it all the time in basketball. You're taught if you pump fake and get him in the air to jump into that defender, and it is a defensive foul. And in the act of shooting, he did not do that. So it will be a baseline inbound to Jacoby Hill on the right elbow. And he throws the alley-oop up to Jonah Jones, who lays it in. And after he hit the floor, they call a foul on Auburn. They waited to see if he hit the floor before they blew the whistle. Unbelievable. Jonah Jones, a great play by him. Not taking any credit away from the athleticism from 4 and White, but the foul call should have either been called on the play or we play on, as half the team was already running down the other end. 19-16, Central leads 4:09 in the second quarter. Can't convert. Board tipped out of bounds off of Dawson. It is to Auburn High School. As Antoine Daniels looks to be the left foot, left ankle something, something on the left leg that Daniels is getting worked on right now. So we'll keep you updated the best we can. We're not going to speculate, but he is not in the ballgame, currently being worked on by the trainers. As Auburn trails by three in the area championship game here on the road, 19-16, 4 minutes to play. Maynard behind the back dribble, gets to the corner. That's Reeve, 4-3, no, off the rim. Pulled down by Dixon and then fouled underneath by the Red Devils. They're going to get Tyjor Cooper on the They're going to get Bryce Dawson. I thought it was Cooper. They're going to say it was on Dawson. Either way, it is on Central. So it is Tigers basketball. We're moving left to right as we look at it. We're in the half court as Maynard will be the trigger man on the baseline. Gets it to Tabari Allen. He's double teamed. He splits the double team. Works his way to the basket. Got bumped. No call. Left the layup short. Ahead now for Dawson. Lost it on the way up. Out of bounds. And they'll say it was stripped off of Auburn. It's been a sloppy second quarter. We've had 5 points for the Tigers and just 4 for the Devils. And we're over halfway through it now with 3:45 counting down. Red Devils in the half court. It's Williams on the left-hand wing. He'll find Jacoby Hill, who works his way to the bucket right around Tyler Dixon. Made it look easy. Did Jacoby Hill his first bucket in the second quarter? He's got 10 on the ball game. It's plays like that. Well, I think he will be a high-level player in the college game. No matter where he goes or where, when he goes or whatever the case may be, that kid is going to be special at the college level. Tigers trailing by five, 3:15 to play in the second quarter. The defense has been suffocating for this Central Red Devil squad. It's Maynor on the left-hand side. He's got it inside the Central C. Tigers looking for anything. Backdoor cut from Allen. Gets to the lane. An acrobatic finish from 12 in blue. Give him his second bucket of the day. Tigers back within three. Hill spins in the lane to respond. Lost it on the layup. Couldn't get it to go. Gets his own board. That won't fall, but Jacoby Hill will head to the free throw line. That's a tough matchup for Tyler Dixon, who stands at 6'4", 185 pounds. But with Antoine Daniels currently not in this ballgame, he is back on the bench. That's just a tough matchup for 14 in blue, man. Jacoby Hill is everything you want and a go-to player for a team like this. And his first free throw is good. A sub will come in. How about that? Two subs will come in. As Peyton Plott checks in for the first time, and great news for Tiger fans, Antoine Daniels is back on the floor. He subs back in with 2:51 in the second quarter. Tigers trail the Red Devils 22-18 in the Area 4 tournament championship game. Hill goes 2-for-2 at the line. Plott surges ahead, finds a cunning Magnus Davis in transition who left the layup short. It's because he was fouled. I believe they're going to get Des Williams, who was jawing on the way back after he fouled him. I don't know what the conversation's about, but that'll put Magnus Davis at the free throw line, the 6-foot junior guard for the Tigers, who on this end of the floor, told you about in a little bit ago, that turnaround three to end the third quarter against Opelika ended up being huge. Or you ended up beating the Dogs by five to get here to this area championship game as Davis leaves the first free throw short. Along with Davis, it's Allen, the lone rebounder, who doesn't have to do anything as he watches Davis cash that one home. So Davis has one. Tigers have 19. They trail by four as Antoine Daniels is the lone defender on Jacoby Hill, who jogs it across half court. On the right-hand side, they'll work it around the rainbow. It's now on the right-hand side again. It's Tyjor Cooper. Kick to the corner. That's an open three for the Devils. Falling down was Chadens Ford, who got it to go. Another, if anybody else scores other than Jacoby Hill, you just shake your head and move on. If you're head coach Chris Brandt and the Tigers, we trail by seven, 26-19, 2:10 to play, counting down in this first half. Davis at the top. He's cut off immediately by Dawson. Gets to the lane, kicks to the corner for Maynor. Now he's into the semicircle behind the back dribble. He'll reset. Kick to the left-hand side of the floor. It's Plott along with Maynor, Davis, Allen, and Daniels. Those are the five on the floor for Coach Brandt and the Tigers. We're under two to play in the first half. 26-19 is our deficit here on the road in the Area 4 championship game. Plott dribbles in, thought about the three. The hesitation got to the baseline. Scramble play. Allen from the corner gets to the lane. The layup was too strong, and it's out of bounds off the rebound from Tabari Allen, and it is Central basketball. Love the play by Peyton Plott with the hesitation three. He got to the lane, kicked it for Allen. I'd love to see that ball get in the air for 12 in blue here in this near corner. 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Auburn trailing 26-19 to Central. It's Jacoby Hill. Lost it on the baseline. Should be a push foul, and I believe they're going to call a foul on Hill on the rebound. They did. That's a foul on Jacoby Hill. We'll keep that in mind. It'll be Auburn High basketball trailing 26-19 with 1:24 to play in the half. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. As Peyton Plott nearly turned it over, Tigers have a 5-on-4. Tried to kick it to the corner, and Tyjor Cooper got his hand in the way. That's a great steal by Cooper. He kicks it ahead, open three, too strong. Auburn catches a break, and here we come with 60 seconds to play, and Peyton Plott lost it. Leads to a three, left it short. Hill fights for the board. Long rebound goes to Central. Behind the back pass, it's Hill in the corner. Half-court offense flowing for Central. Three on the left wing, and Tyjor Cooper knocks it down. Central has won every single scramble drill like that so far today, and they've got their biggest lead. It's 10. Tigers bring it up with Antoine Daniels. Under a minute to play, 35 exactly, counting down. It's Allen at the top. Lindsay, deep three. We need it. No. And Trendon Maynard's able to scramble for the board. Antoine, right side, guarded by Hill, pulls it back out with 25 seconds. If you're Auburn, let's just play for the last possession, try to get a bucket and get to the locker room, trailing by only a couple possessions. Daniels, and his bright pink sneakers, wears them for his mom. He's got them straight away. 12 seconds now and 10. He'll flush out Allen with 8. Pulls up with 7. In and out at the 3. And the Red Devils have time. It's Ford across half court with 3. Kicks to the corner. Hill at the buzzer. Too strong, and the Tigers catch a break on that. Jacoby Hill was as open as he's been all night long, couldn't make Auburn pay, and Antoine Daniels will limp his way to the locker room. So do the Tigers. We trail by 10, 29-19 here in the Area 4 championship game. Stick around. We'll tell you about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half in the 7A Area 4 championship game, it's a road game for Auburn, and we trail by 10 to Central, 29-19, thanks to 12 points from Jacoby Hill and a suffocating defensive effort from the Red Devils. They've got a 29-19 lead over Auburn here at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Central leading Auburn 29-19 in the Varsity Boys Area Championship game. Running through some of the scoring totals in that first half, Jacoby Hill leading all scorers with 12. That's typically the case when he's playing on the floor. Auburn allowed him to have 30 in the first matchup back on January 3rd. He was limited to 18 in the second matchup on the 17th of January, but right now, well on his way to break that and flirt with another 30-piece, as he has 12 right now in the first half. Bryce Dawson just working top to bottom for the Red Devils. He has 3. Tyjor Cooper has 3. Des Williams with 4. Jonah Jones with 2. Jaden Sford with 3. And Solomon Williams, he is the first scorer outside of those first five. For the Red Devils in these two matchups, in the first two matchups, I should say, it was 0 through 5, number 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They were the only ones that would score against this Auburn team, so shout out Solomon Williams for being the first non-0 through 5 number on the Red Devils to get in on the scoreboard. He's got a bucket. Central has 29 points at the half. For your Auburn High School Tigers, the leading scorer is Antoine Daniels, who was banged up in that second quarter, had to get something worked on his left leg, foot, ankle, not exactly sure, and he was not 100% in the last couple of minutes of that second quarter. So we'll see what his status is. And you got to think, right, if you're this head coaching staff or head coach Chris Brand and the coaching staff of Auburn, at what point do you consider not playing him anymore? As much as an area championship game means to you, this game, in terms of you winning a state championship, doesn't really matter. Yes, it's for seeding, and yes, you could have what would be considered a more favorable game in terms of seeding. This game doesn't matter. If you win or lose, you still play in the regional tournament coming up on Friday. So we'll see what the decision is, and we'll try to get an update on him as we can, maybe in the postgame. But Antoine Daniels has 7. Now working top to bottom, Trendon Maynard has 2. Antoine with those 7. Cash Reef has 3, thanks to a made 3 to start the game in the first quarter. Tamari Allen has a quiet 4. We got to get him going a little bit. Tyler Dixon has 2, and Magnus Davis with the made free throw of 1. Tigers trail Central 29-19 in the Area 4 championship game. We'll give you keys to the second half and how the Tigers can come back from double digits on the road to try and secure an area championship. You're listening to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High Tigers here on the road at Central Phoenix City, just about 45 minutes up. That depends on what road you take, I guess. But 29-19 is the score right now. Auburn trailing. The Red Devils are one of our biggest rivals here on the road. And look, these two matchups have been double-digit losses by Auburn, but being down double digits at the half is a whole different game. And so if you're Auburn in the second half, if you're looking for some keys as we wrap it up here, I really do think the status of Antoine Daniels, who is out there getting warm-up shots in right now, even whether he's good to go or not, whether they decide to play him or not, you've got to get some help otherwise. You've got to get Jabari Allen going. Remember, he had 13 in the last game against this Central team. Against Opelika in the semifinals, he had 15 in that match to help Auburn squeak out a five-point win. Jabari Allen is that second scoring threat for this Auburn team. We saw the Tigers try to post him up a little bit. That just wasn't working. Central's too big, too lengthy, too strong inside for Auburn to do that. I think you're just going to have to knock down some tough shots. Carl Lindsey has 0 points in this game. Remember, against Opelika, he had 12 in the ball game thanks to 4 made threes. If you want to win on the road, you got to make shots, and Auburn hasn't done that much. They got to do that coming up here in the second half. We trail Central 29-19 as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Third quarter coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Central in the 7A Area 4 championship game. We're on the road on the campus of Central Phoenix City, where the Red Devils lead your Auburn High Tigers 29-19. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We appreciate you being with us. Start of this third quarter here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Tigers in the road, Royal Blues moving right to left on your radio dial. They kick it to the far corner. Hampton Jordan spin move on the baseline. Scramble drill for Auburn. It's Antoine Daniels who lost it. It's a one-on-none, and one-hand slam for Jonah Jones to start the second half for the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. They've expanded their lead out to 12. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial again in the Royal Road Blues. Central will be moving left to right as we look at it in the home whites. It is Tabari Allen, no hesitation, straight away three, way off on the right side, and didn't hit the rim at all. Now running are the Red Devils. Up, tough shot, gets up, missed, but tipped in by Jacoby Hill. And just like that, a 10-point deficit turns into a 14-point deficit. And we're not even a minute in, and head coach Chris Brandt calls timeout. He calls timeout as Auburn, well, he called timeout. And then there was a foul called. Did they call that on Auburn? Or they called it on one. Bryce Dawson, number one for the Red Devils, just limped off the floor. I don't know if they called that foul on Auburn or if they called it on Bryce Dawson. One for Auburn, of course, would be Antoine Daniels. I assume they called it on Auburn since Dawson was the one that came out injured. Well, timeout called on the floor. Believe it or not, I'm not joking. This is the first timeout that's been called all game. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn right now, so you can visit them today on South College Street. So I assume Antoine Daniels was the one that received that foul call, since the Auburn High coaching staff looking for some sort of an explanation right now. We'll keep you updated on Bryce Dawson, who is not in the ballgame. He limped off the floor. I think he limped back to the trainer or the locker room. No, he's sitting on the bench right now. So we'll keep you updated on that one. Tigers trail 33-19. We got to go. We're a minute into this third quarter. How about Cash Reeve, who pulls up from NBA range on the right-hand wing and buries it. He had a three in the first half. He's got a three in the second half. Tigers trail by 11. 6:45 in the third quarter. Ahead now is Williams. Pushed off from Maynard. Pulls up from 6 feet. Can't get the roll. Pulled down by Daniels. Antoine Daniels will slow it down. Auburn moving right to left. He'll pass it from half court. Hampton Jordan down low. Kicks it to Allen. Pulls up from 18, though. Refighting with Jordan, who goes up with the rebound, and the layup won't fall, and he left the layup short. Had 2 points to 32 in blue and left it sitting on the rim. Jacoby Hill now transition three. Won't fall. The rebound opportunity, it won't fall, and Jordan's able to clear. Trendon Maynard, Hampton Jordan, Cash Reef, Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen are the five on the floor to start this second half. Looks like Coach Brandt going with a little bit more size as the sophomore Hampton Jordan, who stands at 6'7", will start this third quarter for the Tigers. We approach 2 minutes in. Allen will pick up his dribble. Maynard, they let him shoot. And they pay. How about Trendon Maynard? His first three in the game. His second bucket of the ball game. He's got five. And the Tigers are back within single digits. We trail by eight. Williams has it straight away, guarded by Cash Reef. They work it around the perimeter. It's on the left-hand side in front of their own bench. Now it is on the left side. It is Jaden's four. Thought about the three, picked up his dribble. They work it to the top of the semicircle. Has it in his hands. Does Tyjor Cooper near a five-second call? Daniels wasn't close enough. Entry pass knocked away off the Red Devils. No, they say it's off of Auburn High School. You trailed by 10 at the half. You trail by 14 then to start the third quarter with back-to-back buckets for the Red Devils. And since Tigers have cut into it and is now eight as they deflect the entry pass once again into the central bench, they'll have to inbound from about the third seat from the end on the far side of the floor. They're moving left to right as we look at it. It's in the hands of Des Williams. Gets to the lane and push off offensive foul. Yes, that's the second one now on Des Williams, who has used that off arm. He pushed Cash Reef out of the way, and it's an offensive foul on the Red Devils. Turnover for Central. They don't turn it over often, does this Red Devil offense, but when they do, can you take advantage of it? Auburn trailing 33-25 as Maynard will walk it across the timeline with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's Tabari Allen on the free throw line, extended left. He'll get to the top of the semicircle, handed off for Reef. He's got a three already in this third quarter. Jordan now has it in the corner, looking for some help. He gets it to Antoine Daniels, 4:45 straight away. Looks for the screen on the left-hand side, not there. He'll flush out Tabari Allen and feed it to Trendon Maynard, post up down low. He's got a mismatch, step back, baseline, floater short. And the rebound is pulled in by Ford. He'll surge ahead with the left hand. The alley-oop attempt was blocked. And then a foul is going to be called on Trendon Maynard. Looked like a play on to me as they tried to throw it up to what I think it was Jonah Jones. It was, who's going to go to the free throw line. The pass was a little off. Maynard went up to contest it. I thought it was a clean play. Yeah, there was some contact, but I don't think it was a contact in terms of a shot, right? It's a little bit different, too, with it being an alley-oop attempt where you're fouling a player that doesn't have the basketball quite yet. As Jonah Jones knocks down the first free throw. That's a tough break if you're Trendon Maynard, who took about as tough of a shot as you could possibly get on the other end. And Jones makes his pay. 2 for 2. Back to a 10-point lead for the Red Devils. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Daniels across the half-court line. He was bumped and lost it. No call. Has to pick it up and find somebody. He does in the junior point guard, Trendon Maynard. Ahead now for Allen. He's got it at the top. Hampton Joyner looks for the backdoor cut. Not there. He's got it now. Hands off to Antoine Daniels on the right volleyball line. 4:10 to play. Counting down in the third quarter. Daniels falling down. Gets the layup up. It doesn't fall. But Antoine Daniels will head to the free throw line. Antoine had 7 in that first half. Still visibly not 100% after doing something. Appears to be that left ankle. That's what he just went down and grabbed as he walked up to the free throw line. Had 7 points in that first half, which is right on pace for a 14 points per game score. And leaves the first free throw short. That's what you worry about on certain injuries, is leaving some of those shots short, and then you worry about trying to overcorrect it, right, and shooting a little too strong. We'll see how Antoine overcomes it. Second free throw, good. First point of the second half for Antoine. We're almost 4 minutes in to the third quarter. 35-26 is Central's lead. We are halfway through the third. here in Phoenix City, Alabama. Straight away, guarded by Maynard. Gets the high screen, gets to the lane, and now takes it back out on the left-hand side. It's Ford. Kicks it down low. That is Jacoby Hill, guarded by Daniels. Spin move on him. Can't connect on the layup. Tigers have numbers. Here comes Daniels now. Pulls up. Transition three. No. In and out. Tipped around. There's Cash Reef, who can't bank it in. Had a layup and couldn't convert. That's two that Auburn has missed in this quarter alone, as Reef will poke it into the backcourt. And the official stopped the game. Unbelievable. The near official, after it was clearly poked in the backcourt, stopped the game, looked to the other far official, and asked if it was tipped. They get the right call. I respect it. We play on. Williams now, crossover dribble at half court, at the free throw line. Gets the bump, gets the bucket, a chance at one more. Dez Williams, an and one chance, as Cash Reef will pick up the shooting foul. Looks like a physical play to me. Williams is looking for the contact. Reef gave him a little contact, and officials are going to give him the bailout call as a few Tigers, will sit down. Trendon Maynard, Cash Reef, Hampton Jordan are out, as Hightower, Lindsey, and Magnus Davis are in. They'll join Antoine Daniels and Tamari Allen. Tigers trail 37-26, and it's now 38-26 on the and-one conversion from Dez Williams. Hightower with the right-hand dribble, now on the left-hand side. Gives it to Magnus Davis, nearly turned it over in the backcourt. Right-hand dribble at the top. He is on the right side now, looking for anybody to help. Gets to the lane, works his way out, kicks it to Lindsey. Bad pass, gets it to the corner. Hightower hesitates on the three. Davis up, floater, yes. Well, it looked like a missed opportunity on a couple of threes. Leads to a layup for 22 in blue. He's got three on the game. Tigers trail by 10. Williams to respond. He does. It's the left-hand layup to go. Here comes Antoine Daniels. He goes one on two in the lane. Floater left short. Kicked out for Hightower. Pump fake. Gets it up and gone. On the reverse layup, he hit the floor. Looking for the call. Doesn't get it. We play on. First bucket for Joseph Hightower today. Jacoby Hill, dribble baseline, kick to the corner. That's an open three for Dawson. Got it. Bryce Dawson was hurt earlier in this quarter. He comes back in and knocks down a big-time three. Central's back up by 13. 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Hightower to respond, too strong, and pulled down by Dawson. Devils look to run. They do. Behind the back, dribble in the lane. They kick it to a cutting Dawson in the transition. Three won't fall. A trailing Dawson, that is. And the Tigers catch a break, trailing by 13, under two to play in the third quarter. Daniels across half court. Looks for the screen from Tamari Allen. He'll get the call from his head coach, Chris Brandt. Cross-court pass for Davis. Now on the left free throw line extended. Tries to go baseline. He lost it. Jaden Ford put the pressure on Davis, who just tried to go a little too fast. I believe Davis is going to sub out. He will. As Tyler Dixon comes in for Antoine Daniels, and Trendon Maynard subs in for Magnus Davis. 1:35 counting down, third frame in the area championship game of 7A Area 4. Tigers and Red Devils once again. It typically is these two teams in postseason time. It's Dawson on the left-hand wing and tried to throw it inside, deflected by Tyler Dixon out of bounds. How many times has an area championship come down to Auburn and Central? And how many times have these two teams then met later on in what is considered the Elite Eight of the state tournament? We hope to see that again this year. Pick up, or a floater from the elbow, rather, for Central. Won't fall, but they get their own board. Tipped out to Jacoby Hill. Goes through one, goes through two, and fouled. He went up for the dunk and then readjusted Michael Jordan style to a layup. Couldn't get it to fall, but he was fouled. I think they got 12 in blue. That's Tamari Allen, who's begging for somebody to help him. Tigers can't afford to give up offensive boards and second, third chance opportunities. And he knocks down the first. 44-30 now is the deficit for Auburn. Could be as many as 15. That's the largest lead of the game. And to expand on that, Hill does. Up to 16 for Zero and White. who will take a very brief seat for what I would assume is the last 60 seconds of this third quarter. Tigers trail by 15, 45-30. Lindsey into the half court. We're moving right to left on your radio dial. This is the basket he hit four on the other night against Opelika. Can we get him some looks in this second half? Maynard on the right-hand side. Tigers just can't do anything offensively. This central defensive game plan has been perfect. Just no penetration. Now it's Maynard who does get some penetration. Lost it on the floor, fighting for it. Comes out into the hands of a Red Devil. It was Des Williams who then had it taken away by Carl Lindsey, falling out of bounds. It is Central basketball, to the pleasurement of the Central fans who have showed up here on a Saturday afternoon. Auburn's got their fair share of fans on that far side of the floor as well. We appreciate you being with us on this Saturday afternoon. 45-30 is Central's lead. Des Williams has it right side here near us, trying to avoid a five-second call. He does. He'll get it to Jadens Ford, who's picked up by Trendon Maynard. 19 seconds to play in the third. They'll hold for the final shot. 45-30, dumped to the semicircle, back outside. Maynard puts immediate pressure now on Jadens Ford, trying to avoid a five-second call. He does again. 8 seconds now to play in the third quarter. Gets to the top of the key, takes it back out with four. Now with three, to the lane with two. Step back with one, doesn't get it off. No shot, and the Tigers play good defense to end the third quarter. We're going to need some points, though, as we head to the final 8 minutes in the air. Area championship game. Auburn trailing Central 45-30. Don't go anywhere. We'll have the fourth quarter coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Start of the fourth quarter in the area championship game. Central leading Auburn 45-30. And before we get it started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Off a Jacoby Hill miss jumper, the Tigers get out in transition, and it leads to a Jabari Allen layup. So the Tigers get the first bucket here in this fourth quarter. Looking for some energy, looking for that crowd to get into it a little bit. Good play defensively, and then a nice two-on-one from Carl Lindsey and Jabari Allen to give him his first bucket in the second half. Tigers are trailing 45-32 here on the campus of Central Phoenix City. We're in the Area 4 championship game, that is, in the 7A High School boys in the state of Alabama. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you tuning in with us on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Floater left short from Central's Jadens Ford, and pulled down by the Tigers, and then given away and laid in by Jonah Jones for Central. Auburn just can't get out of their own way, it seems like, sometimes, and that's what happened right there. We're down by 15. 47-32. We played a minute in this fourth quarter. Maynard, right side. And an offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. They called Antoine Daniels fighting inside with Jacoby Hill, just looking for positioning. In a game like this, that's got to be a play on, right? I mean, anyway. Auburn picks up the foul, their first in this fourth quarter. 47-32. We trail Central in the area championship game. Dixon guarding on the Jacoby Hill, who throws a backdoor alley-oop pass to Jonah Jones, who lays it in. They work on that all season long, and they do that just about every game. They're good for three or four of them. That's their second here so far tonight. They're back up by 17 And then Tabari Allen works his way into the lane. He was fouled. A foul going to be called on Tyjor Cooper of Central. Want to remind you that second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Antoine Daniels leaves the elbow jumper short, leads to a run out for Central, and the Tigers are able to force a turnover. Numbers for Auburn, ahead for Allen, and lays it in with the right hand. We need more of that from this Auburn team right now. Turnovers and points. We're back within 15, 49-34, and then we give up an easy bucket on the other end. Dez Williams goes coast to coast. Not a soul picked him up, and he lays it in easily with the right fingertips. 51-34 Central. It's Maynor, Lindsey, Allen, Daniels, and Dixon, the five on the floor to start for head coach Chris Brandt in this fourth quarter. We've played two. It's a 5:45. Lindsey lets it fly. Yes! Carl Lindsey, his first bucket of the game, is from deep with 5:30 in the ballgame. Auburn trying to find any sort of run in them here in the final few minutes. We trail by 14. Right-hand wing, it's Central. Bounce pass underneath for Jacoby Hill. He's guarded by Tyler Dixon. That's an offensive foul. It should be. Just lowers his shoulder. Lowers his shoulder. That's exactly what head coach Chris Brand is saying, too. Instead, it's a shooting foul on Tyler Dixon. I understand you want to let him play a little bit, but when the offensive player, this is how the rule is written, and it's completely wrong in my opinion, when the offensive player is backing down and takes his momentum and throws the shoulder into the defender, and it ends up being the defensive foul, I just don't understand how that is on the defensive player. What are they supposed to do if they're standing their ground, holding their ground, and the offensive player is the one initiating the contact? I've never understood that, and that's how that happened right there, as Jacoby Hill can't connect on the first free throw. It's a tough foul for Tyler Dixon, who I don't know how you teach him to guard that any better. Thankfully, Hill goes 0 for 2 at the line. Daniels pushes ahead with the right hand and gets all the way to the hole and missed the layup. He missed the layup, and Daniels is hurt. Daniels is hurt. That ankle's not okay. That ankle is not okay. And I think that caught it. It's the left ankle, because that's the one he used to go up with the right-handed layup, as you should. As Trendon Maynard, Tyler Dixon sub out, Magnus Davis and Cash Reefer in the ballgame. Tigers get it to Tabari Allen off the inbound. He was fouled. Fouled from behind by Jadens Ford. With 5:04 to play in this fourth quarter, Auburn trailing Central 51-37. And this thing, if the lead grows for Central, you really got to, not that I'm a coach or anything, as Auburn gets a three-point shot from Cash Reef off the inbound. Lindsey gets the board, left the layup short, gets his board again, and then had it stolen from Dez Williams from behind. Here come the Red Devils. It is Ford, pushes ahead to the lane, kicks it to the corner. Devils reset up top. Jacoby Hill, jab step to the lane, goes on. Daniels left the layup short. And then a late foul call on Antoine Daniels. He can't believe it. Coach Brandt can't believe it. Your broadcaster can't believe it either. But given where we are, I guess we should take that into consideration. 51-37, 4:44 to play in the area championship game. Hill, who just went 0 for at the line his last time here, now 0 for 3 in his last three shots. As I was saying, though, as Tyler Dixon subs in for Antoine Daniels, if this lead does swell at all for Central, you got to consider taking Antoine out. If that ankle's not 100%, you got to think bigger picture if you're this coaching staff with a regional tournament coming up next week, as Jacoby Hill bangs home the seconds. We'll see if Daniels sees any more time in this game or if his day is done. 4:44 in the fourth quarter, 52-37. Tigers trailing by 15 here on the road in the 7A Area 4 championship game. Dixon at the top, hands off for Allen. He's guarded at the top, picks up his dribble at the elbow. Backdoor cut. Dixon gets the defender to go and lays it in with the left hand. Good play by Tyler Dixon on the pump fake. Had an easy two. Tigers back to within 13. And then Central comes right down the floor. Jacoby Hill lays it in, and a chance at one more. They're going to get Tyler Dixon again, who's just he's got the toughest matchup on the floor. There's no doubt about it. Does Tyler Dixon. And there's really no splitting duties with Antoine Daniels sitting on the bench. And one opportunity for Jacoby Hill. His free throw's good. had 12 in the first half. He's got 8 in the second half. Give him 20 on the game. Tigers break a full court press. They've got a 3-on-2. Leads to a Lindsay 3, too strong. Rebound pulled down and cleared by Central. Now they've got a 3-on-2. Kick to the corner. Hill had a 3. Didn't take it. Kick back out now. Gets to the baseline. Pull up from 18. Too strong for the Red Devils. And it leads to a run out for the Tigers. Allen's got it if he goes. Up with the right hand. Yes, sir. The Tigers won't go away. We're trailing by 14. We're under 4 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll see if Central starts to take some air out of the basketball. That's exactly what they're going to do here. Jacoby Hill guarded out wide by Tyler Dixon on the far side of the floor. Has to avoid the five-second call. He does. It's Williams in the lane. Pump fake gets Allen to go by. Lays it in from 6 feet. Dez Williams has had his best game of the year against Auburn so far. He had 6 in the first in the last matchup. He had 11 in the first matchup as Auburn lays it in for another 2. No apologies. Shot was missed. I thought he got it. Apologies. 57-41 now, 3:15 in this fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Central is Jonah Jones. He's guarded heavily. Kicked down to Dez Williams. Cross-court pass on the baseline. Work around the perimeter to the lane. Off the right-hand side. And Jaden's forward to pull it back out. Backdoor cut. There's Dez Williams. Goes up for the dunk and then fouled by Tabari Allen. Looked like a good contest from Tabari Allen. Well, they're going to say it's a foul on 12 in blue, which will put Dez Williams at the free throw line as 4 Tigers set to sub in for Auburn High as we may be just about ready to wave the white flag here at Central. First free throw from Williams is good. A near platoon swap for Auburn as 4 will sit. Dixon, Lindsay, Allen, and Reef will take a seat as Trey Ross, Mark Pazell, Brooks Orr, and Peyton Plott will sub in and join Magnus Davis with under 3 to play. 58-41, that's what it remains. 1 for 2 at the line as Peyton Plott will do the point guard duties the rest of the way as we count down the last 3 minutes of an area championship game. Plott works it over to the left-hand side. Davis aggressive with the right hand. Gets to the lane. Tough shot, no, but he's fouled. Again, second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu as Davis cannot connect on the first free throw. If this were to be the final game of the year, this would not be the strategy for this Auburn High team. But at this point, with 2:45 to play and a 17-point deficit, it's the right move. Pull your starters, get them some rest, as Davis is able to knock down the second free throw, especially with Antoine Daniels. That's the big question mark moving forward. What is the status of that left ankle for number 1 in blue? Tigers trail by 16 as the Red Devils are about 2.5 minutes away from an area championship in 24 and 25. Volleyball line on the left-hand side, guarded by Bazell. Crossover dribble, pulls up from 18 on the baseline. It's pure. Jaden's 4 in his first bucket of the second half, just 5 on the day for the Red Devil. But it gets Central to the 60-point mark here as we approach 2 minutes to play, and then an offensive foul. Offensive foul on the senior Mark Bazell, who hasn't seen a ton of action down the stretch here this season, but has come in these last couple of minutes of the area championship game. 2:14 in the fourth. Red Devils moving left to right. Tigers moving right to left. And all subs have come in for both sides. Jacoby Hill will take his final seat for Central. Hill in the day with 20 points. So right in the middle of the two performances he has against this Auburn High team so far this season. Working it around. Central's just going to kill some clock here. We're under 2 to play in this fourth quarter. Dump it down low, turn it over. Looking for Solomon Williams underneath, who just couldn't quite handle it. As Auburn is 2 minutes away from seeing this short area tournament run come to an end. Beat Opelika in the semifinals on Thursday night as Peyton Plott gets ahead and gets it to go with the left-hand finger roll. Peyton Plott is on the board for the Tigers. The speedy Plott, that is. Called him Big Shot Plott back in football season. Had a lot of fun calling his games with head coach Keith Etheridge and the guys Back on the gridiron. 1.5 to play. Central gets to the lane. As it was 22 and White who got there for the Red Devils. He was fouled. They're going to get Brooks Orr, the senior forward, on the foul for Auburn. 1:27 in this fourth quarter. First free throw for the Red Devils is good. So Central's going to secure an area championship. They'll also secure the higher seed next week in the regional tournament down at Alabama State. They're going to get they will get the loser. That free throw is no good, pulled in by Trey Ross. Tigers are pushing ahead. We'll tell you more about it as head coach Chris Brandt looks to call a timeout. He does. He's going to get the sophomore Kentrell Evans into the game. They're not going to really use the timeout. He pretty much did it just to get an extra player on the floor as Davis will sub out. Reef will sub out. Kentrell Evans is in the game for Auburn High School. 1:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Be sure you stick around. We'll have a postgame show coming up. We'll tell you about the situations, everything that's going on as Trey Ross floats it in from about 5 feet. Good to see 10 in blue get in the scoring column as well as the Devils look to shoot a three. Picked up at the top. Again, stick with us. We'll have a postgame show. Tell you what's coming up in the regional tournament for the girls and the boys on Friday. Also sit down with head coach Chris Brandt. Talk about this one and what the strategy is moving forward as it'll be another shooting foul. It's 22 and White for Central. Don't have him on the roster, but he's got a point thanks to a free throw and a chance at a couple of more. So, yep, we'll have a quick post-game show and wrap it up and get out of here. Get back to Auburn as he rolls in the first. Good news is Auburn's going to have 5 days off. Won't have action until sometime Friday down at Alabama State. 1-for-2 at the charity stripe. We're under a minute to play in the area championship game. Crossover from Plott gets to the right hand and somehow falling down. Peyton Plott lays it in. He was almost lateral in the air when that layup went down. Three-pointer won't go. A rebound for 22 and White and gets to the free throw line again. It's been the longest 3 minutes of a ball game I can remember. I don't know. That fourth quarter a couple of nights ago against Opelika in the girls' game was quite long. I want to shout out the Auburn High School girls. We got to call their area tournament win yesterday as they took down Central. That was back at our home gym, thankfully, as had eight seniors get their final game, their final win inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. They claimed the Area 4 championship. Had three Tigers on the all-tournament team, including Daly Alsobrook, the fourth, who was the all-tournament MVP. 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Tigers have it in the half court now. Plott straight away. We have 30 seconds to play. It's 63-48 Central. And Plott nearly turned it over. Crossover dribble at the top. Has to fight for it now. 25 seconds to play. Got it on the right side. Lost it on the behind-the-back dribble. Central then threw it away into the baseline. 19.2 is on the clock. 63-48 Central's lead as they are less than 20 seconds away from celebrating an area championship on their home floor. Tossed into Ross, kicked it out, turned it over. Here comes Central, one-on-one, gets to the right hand, the left hand it was, and he missed it. Plott ahead now with 10. Kentrell Evans dumps it down for Bazell. Reverse layup is good. Mark Bazell gets in the game and gets on the board. Central lets it fly at the buzzer. It's no good. And the Central Red Devils in 2024 and 2025 take down your Auburn High Tigers 63-50 to win the Area 4 7A championship game. They'll get the trophy. We'll have a ceremony, awards, all that. But the Red Devils are your 24-25 7A Area 4 champions. They take down Auburn High 63-50. We'll talk about it coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip, offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement, serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Your Auburn High Tigers, they come on the road to Central Phoenix City for an area championship game, and they fall short here on the Freshman Academy campus of Central Phoenix City. 63-50, final score. The Red Devils taking pictures, celebrating right now on their home floor as they are the Area 4 champions in Class 7A on the varsity boys' side of things. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And in the first two matchups, it was the fact that Auburn couldn't stop Central. In this matchup, it's the fact that Central stopped Auburn. And defensively, the efforts that Central put in and the restraints, right, the straps, I mean, whatever word you want to use, really. I mean, this was one of the better defensive games I've seen Central play this season, not just against Auburn, but just in general, really. I mean, you got to think, in the first two games that these two teams played against each other in the month of January, Auburn scored 59 and 63. We scored 50 today, and I would say that, I mean, what, maybe 7 to 10 of those were with backups in the game on both sides. And so, look, this was an 18-20-point game in the third and fourth quarter. Like, Auburn just could not figure it out. They couldn't get inside. The length and the strength of this Central team just took Auburn all out of sorts, and there was nothing we could do offensively to get any sort of flow going. The only thing we could do was try to force some turnovers, get out and run. We did it a little bit, just not enough, and we fall to the Red Devils 63-50. And as we are talking, going to try and get head coach Chris Brandt to join us, as he is very kind enough to come up and give us some of his time each and every broadcast here. We appreciate him, especially on the road after a loss. It's not expected, but it is appreciated. So head coach Chris Brandt is going to step in and have a conversation with us. Again, the head coach of Auburn High School boys basketball, Coach Chris Brandt. Coach, I know this wasn't the result you were looking for. I was just talking about it in a 63-50 loss. It was that defense of Central that stood out to me today.
It did. We were having a really hard time scoring it. We weren't really getting many open shots. Credit to them. It was a tricky situation. You know, we were going back and forth. Did we try to fight to the bitter end? Or, you know, we got several banged up in this game. Antoine twists his ankle pretty early, and I think that changes whole aggression at the beginning. So we had to make some changes and try to figure some things out, but it didn't work out. And like I said before, I've been preaching to them all week about this game's important, but also the bigger thing is that we can see them again in the regional finals, and that's the one that will count, because last year we won the area tournament, and then lost them by two. So that's our goal. We're going to have several good days, Monday through Thursday, getting ready for either Dothan or Enterprise. And we'll just go from there.
This Auburn High team now 20-9 on the season. Central 27-4. 27 wins in a season is no joke, Coach. And
I think we're 21. I think the last 20, I beat Opelika.
Maybe it was. Maybe my numbers are off.
That's fine.
And if it is, call me out on it. If my number's wrong, then my number's wrong. But so 21 wins for us, 27 for Central. You got some of the awards. Are you able to share with us on who for us made the all-tournament team?
We have three in all-tournament. That's Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen, and Carl Lindsey. And then we got the runner-up plaque. So it was not what we wanted, but we got another day to fight. So
what's the message moving forward other than hoping to see this Central team again? You get 5 days off. I'm sure you and the guys are looking forward to that before you head down to Montgomery on Friday morning, afternoon. We got to figure out when that's going to be. But what's the message this week to your team?
Hey, we got to focus in. I said this is your last go-around, seniors. There's no more Monopoly free get out of jail card. We spent that, so we get to move on, but we got to go past go now. We got to keep on driving, and we'll be fine. We're good. Like I said, we held off on some stuff that we've been working on all year, so we're going to throw the kitchen sink at everybody from here on out.
Shout out to Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen, and Carl Lindsey making the all-area team here in the Area 4 tournament. Tigers fall 63-50. We'll wrap up the broadcast when we come back. Coach Brandt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and say hello to my family.
That's Coach Brandt joining us. We'll wrap it up when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Tigers fall to the Red Devils 63-50. Auburn High just didn't have the offense today against Central here on the road, and we come up short in the Area 4 championship game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Again, very thankful and appreciative of head coach Chris Brandt joining us on the postgame show. He was right. I have my number wrong. Auburn now 21-9 on the regular, or on the season. That is postseason included. One win in the semis against Opelika, and of course the loss here today to the Central Red Devils. Just an update for those of you listening in the Auburn-Opelika area, in terms of Auburn University, the number one team in the country just fell, ladies and gentlemen. Florida went into Neville Arena and beat Auburn 90-81. Not only did the number one team fall, they fell inside their own building, man. That's a tough, tough loss for Bruce Pearl and the Tigers, but had to happen sometime, and that's a really good Florida team, so just an update on that. So, Central is the Area 4 boys champion. Auburn High School is the Area 4 girls champion, and we don't know all the details yet in terms of who we play and what time we play, but here's what we do know. All right, in terms of the boys, Central will have the higher seed out of our area. They will go and play in the regional tournament next week in Montgomery. That's going to be on the campus of Alabama State. Auburn High, the boys, we will be there as well. So will our girls. We're going to be there. But for the boys' side of things, Central will now have the loser of the Dothan and Enterprise game. We don't have a final on that yet. So Central, the boys, are going to have the loser of Dothan and Enterprise. Your Auburn High Tigers are going to have the winner of Dothan and Enterprise. And then the winner of those two games will meet up again. So we'll start in the Sweet 16. You'll move on to the Elite Eight, where if Auburn and Central win, they would meet up to each other in that Elite Eight for a trip to the Final Four on the line. So that is Friday, February 14th. The varsity girls for Auburn High are also playing that day. As of now, I don't have the matchups, the times, and everything. It could be any time from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that Friday the 14th. But I can assure you that both games, the girls and the boys for Auburn High, will be right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. So be sure that you are tuning in. We'll get the information to you. Make sure all the Auburn High social medias have it as well. We're going to have both broadcast, okay? We're going to get you all the way up to the Final Four here on the Auburn High Sports Network as the varsity girls and the varsity boys for Auburn High are competing in the regional tournament on Friday, February 14th. Our next broadcast will be next Friday for the girls and the boys. We'll get you times and opponents as we can, but it'll be right here on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Auburn falls to Central 63-50 in the area championship game. It's on to the regional tournament where it's win or go home. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goins saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3 WLEE, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242AX Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 WLEE.